This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
New York sports is more than a game. It's a lifestyle. WFAN is the only place where Yankees, Mets, Giants, and Jets fans come together and sound off. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always streaming on the Odyssey, iHeartRadio, and TuneIn apps.
Yeah. I got 1 hour left. Not even. Like, 48 minutes. Keith McPherson on the Fan, another KM to AM. If you're just joining us, before the break, I was talking to Bob in L.A. about how did the Giants get here. And it seems like they're in a dark age of Giants football. You know, there used to be a saying, you know, back in the day, like, I forget what quarterback it was, and he said his dad would say something like, well, at least you're not playing against the New York Giants. Like, the New York Giants were regarded as one of the top teams. The New York football Giants were prestigious and just had a standard of excellence and won Super Bowls in every decade. And here we are now. How did they get here? Well, I mean, there's a few ways. And if you try to parlay it with the Yankees and say, you know, I think I said, you know, Gene Stick Michael and then, you know, Bob Watson. And, you know, what did they do? They drafted and developed players. Right? When the Yankees, and I wasn't alive for it, I didn't live it, but I've heard about it and I've watched. When the Yankees didn't have people in the building in the late 80s, early 90s, and they were struggling, they didn't have the homegrown core four, the talent, you know, in their building that way. You know, you could go out and add a Dave Winfield, Ricky Henderson to Donnie Baseball, but like you need a lot of those guys. In any organization, you need a lot of those guys because you can't just buy the whole team, even though George Steinbrenner was down for that. Now with the Giants, like when you think about what they've done here, their first year on the job, Shane and Dable get to the playoffs, and that was fool's gold if you ever seen it. You know why? Because they inherited Dave Gettleman's picks, and they did enough with those guys when nobody was looking at them to do anything. They were able to sneak up on some teams. They were able to keep those games close. They were able to beat some good teams, ultimately get to the playoffs, sneak up on another team in their building, beat them. And then, slowly but surely, Joe Shane and Brian Dable, who came from Buffalo, and Buffalo was regarded as a team that turned it around and got good by drafting and developing their own players. And the marquee guy was Josh Allen. They found Josh Allen. Joe Shane was a part of the team, the group that found Josh Allen out of Wyoming. And then Brian Dable turned him into Josh Allen. All that is nonsense. And I'm glad that has started to like leave the conversation because it's been so many years. This is year four. And what I've seen Joe Shane and Brian Dable come in and do is say, we know better than what was going on prior to us. We're going to build our own way. we're going to draft our own players and then give us a few years. Now we're in it. Like, the Giants are a young team. This is the team that they drafted. These are the free agents that they signed. These are the guys that they wanted. And they still can't win with them. And there are still guys that they use draft picks on that aren't playing. Evan Neal. Jalen Hyatt. I mean, even Deontay Banks, who they took, is an adventure. And I think they, I don't know, I think they took him for Wink Martindale and some type of idea that Wink Martindale had for him. But yeah, man, when I look at this Giants team, Shane and Dable have John Mara hostage. Shane and Dable have come in, and since they fired Gettleman, and they fired Ben McAdoo, and they fired Pat Shurmur, and they fired Joe Judge, like, you know, that revolving door, John Mara said, that's not working. The next guys I go with, I got to go with. They have five-year contracts. We got to see it out. And in the first year of that five-year contract, they had success. That may have set the franchise back 10 more years. Just that decision alone. Because, like, these guys, man, they don't have it, bro. They don't have it. In this NFL, I don't, and like the schedule is unkind. I just watched the Chargers win this game, and I'm looking at Twitter, and they're talking about the Chargers defense. The Chargers defense averaged the Raiders offense averaged 3.4 yards against the Chargers defense. That's the fourth lowest of any offense in a game this season. They held them to 9 points. The Chargers defense against the Raiders, 15 passes defended, 6 tackles for loss, 3 takeaways, no touchdowns. So, you mean to tell me that in 2 weeks, the Giants are going to be ready to score points against the Chargers? Maybe, because the NFL is crazy. But they've got the Chiefs, and then they've got the Chargers. The Chargers already beat the Chiefs. Like, they could easily end up 0-4 here before they go down to New Orleans to face the Saints. 888-808-1019. Now, the Jets, on the other hand, I think the Jets are in a similar situation where, like, they're not winning these games. Like, that first game was the game you had to win. Isn't it funny? Right? And I took a call tonight about how the Jets shield the Giants. Like, if the Giants were the only team in town, they'd be cooked. It would be even louder. You thought they were flying planes over the stadium last year. It'd be going on now. But the Jets have to face the Buccaneers down in Tampa. And then the next week, they got to fly right back down to Florida to face the Dolphins. The Dolphins got a big win against the Patriots. And who knows? I can't call it. It's a Monday night game against the Dolphins, a division game. That's a game the Jets got to win. But they can present problems for the Jets, too. So, like, we could be looking at New York football once again over before it begins. 0-4. Two 0-4 teams. And if you go 0-4, you're not making the playoffs, so we won't be taking any calls about that. Dave is in Pomona on the fan. What's up, Dave? You got it.
Oh, man. Same old Jets. Same old Jets. What can I say? Oh, boy.
They fooled me. They fooled me that first week.
Yeah, but 60 points already in the first two games?
And Aaron Glenn is a defensive-minded coordinator who they got from the Lions' vaunted defense, right?
Oh, my goodness. That's all I am. By the way, my heartfelt condolences to the New York Ranger family on the passing of Eddie Jockman. I just want to get that out. So he'll be missed, Eddie Jockman.
Yes, sir. The Rangers goalie. I think I just saw that actually on SNY. Yes.
Yeah. So just make sure you have that on your next update, okay? And as for the Jets, sayonara, guys. See you next year. Take care, buddy.
Thanks. Cool. Yeah, you can't. And like, man, I wanted to believe Aaron Glenn. He's got to come out of this and do something against former Jets head coach Todd Bowles, who has gone on to find much greener pastures down there in Tampa Bay. Great place to live. Great place to be. Like I said, they're my top four. Like, I go there every year for spring training. And if I get so fortunate to make enough money to buy a house down in Florida, it would probably be within 30 minutes of George M. Steinbrenner Field. I'm about to be a Bucks fan. I'm about to just go down there and root for the Yankees and the Bucks. Not the Lightning, though. Devils got me. I'm a Devils fan forever. That's locked in. And, yes, condolences to all the Rangers fans.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
And the passing of the Rangers goalie, I think he was, how was he died at 86? Eddie Giacomin? Yeah, I just saw that on SNY, obviously before my time, and I definitely was not watching the Rangers. I wasn't even watching the Rangers in high school, in college. Back to the phones we go, talking about the Yankees. Here's something for the Yankee fans, right? Luke Weaver struggling. Devin Williams is an adventure. I'm sure we've had this conversation. If somebody else has had it, any thought of moving Cam Schlittler into the bullpen in the postseason, and Luis Gil getting that third game start if need be, right? You figure it's going to go Fried, Rodon, and then a lot of talk was about how Cam Schlittler looks like, you know, he's the best guy, he's got the best stuff, he's the best pitcher. Well, he's a rookie, and I was talking last week about how he's dodged the Red Sox. I don't think they're going to give him a start against the Red Sox. I just think it's too much for the kid. I think that he could be a weapon out of the bullpen, though. I think it's something they got to consider. If Luke Weaver can't get it together, if Cam Schlittler can handle it, and he seems to have that confidence, that moxie about him, that way about him, like baseball's not too big for him, maybe you could have him coming out of the bullpen throwing gas, because between Weaver and Doval, can't trust him. Let's go to Chesky in Queens on the fan next. What's up, man? You got it.
Hey, well, yeah. I don't think it's maybe. I think it's a no-brainer. They got
to
do that.
Kind of has to have it.
I don't remember the bullpen being this bad. I can't remember. I'm 53 in many, many years. Now, I know it probably didn't make a difference in who won or lost the game, but is Aaron Boone just brain dead? I mean, I'm watching Luke Weaver pitch. He gives up a double to their first two guys. They bunt the guy over. The next guy, he can't find the plate. He walks the number nine hitter. What's he do? At that point, he should have taken him out. Let alone, he didn't even take him out then. He took him out after he walked. After
Boone
the next
been,
guy, he still didn't take him out.
Doing
what
this.
Is he looking? My dead grandmother knew that he had nothing. What was he watching?
He doesn't care.
I don't understand. What was he watching?
I don't know. We're all watching the car crash. He's the guy that can grab the wheel. He's sitting in the passenger seat letting the car crash on the highway. He does it a lot.
It's like, yeah, it's basically like you're taking out the animals after the, you know, what's it called? Once the barn is open, you know, then once the animals are out, you're closing the barn. After he gets up a 3-run double, he takes him out. By then, the game's over. He could have put me in at that point.
I think with the way that these guys were performing at the plate, he knew they were cooked. Thanks for the call, Chesky. Yeah, I don't know. I've seen Aaron Boone do that. I've screamed, 2 walks for me. We need a mound visit. We got to stop. You have to affect the game. I'm tired of saying the same things. He gives up 2 doubles. You guys watch the game. It doesn't matter, bro. like it's the Minnesota Twins on September 15th. And our closer from last year, who I literally was in Yankee Stadium this year against the first place Blue Jays when Devin Williams hadn't recorded an out yet. Fans were chanting, "We want Weaver. We want Weaver." I took calls on this very station where fans said, "We don't need Devin Williams. We got Luke Weaver." Oh, what a winding road we go on every baseball season with 162 games. Can't call it. Can't predict baseball. That's baseball, Susan. We do not have Luke Weaver. Anybody care about these guys' entrances? You know, you guys make a lot about, like, the beard policy or the music being played in the stadium or even there being a patch over the pinstripes and all these other things with the Yankees. Luke Weaver has a full-on Star Wars graphic entrance and then his music plays and then as he gets out, Darth Vader breathing plays. Do we need all that? Camilo Duvall's another one. He gets here and they bring his closer entrance music from San Francisco. Does he deserve that before he earns any of that? I don't know. It's just where we are in baseball. It's part of baseball. It's like these guys come out of the bullpen like they're coming down the ramp in WWE. Got to have entrance songs. Like, I know the Met fans feel that with Ryan Helsley. Like, do we have to give this guy Hell's Bells? It's fitting, though. It's fitting when Ryan Helsley goes out there. 888-808-1019. I don't know. I'm just thinking about this Yankees bullpen. And I also don't think that will be the death of the Yankees in the postseason. The postseason is a different beast, right? Those hitters are going to grab the bat a little tighter in the postseason too. It's not going to be the Minnesota Twins swinging away because they got nothing to play for. You know, there's going to be a lot more pressure on guys. A guy like Luke Weaver might just have a adrenaline rush and answer the call in the postseason because, like, you know, coming out there today, 20,000 fans, Target Field, Minnesota versus playing, you know, the Red Sox Sunday Night Baseball, it's, you know, it is different. And I talked last week about how we have all of these closers, right? We have 4 closers. Camilo Duvall, Weaver, Devin Williams, Bednar. All of those guys have saves in this season and last season, right? And there is a certain mentality to being the closer, going out there and getting the last 3 outs, and like then you got to change that mentality. Like Camilo Duvall can't get right at all. You can't pitch him clean inning, runners on. I don't know why they always want him to come in and try and clean up and like mop up. Nah, he's not mopping up. He's spilling more milk on the ground. I don't know. These are things that they got to sort out. The Yankees are smarter than me. Harkey in the bullpen, Matt Blake, Aaron Boone. They got to find the right lanes for these guys. If Cam Schlittler's going to the bullpen, so be it. But we got to be able to, you know, deploy these guys effectively against these bum-ass teams. Like, this is supposed to be a soft spot. This is supposed to be where, like, we establish some type of confidence. Like, I really thought Luke Weaver was going to go in tonight and hold it down, and he completely did not have it. He ends up getting 1 out, giving up 3 hits, and 5 runs, 2 walks. But, yeah, what I also feel like is, it's always the bats going cold. It's not the bullpen that implodes. It's the bats going cold. The starting pitching is usually there for the Yankees. They can't hit. The bullpen usually makes, you know, big outs. It could be Clay Holmes coming out of the bullpen. They get the outs. It could be Tommy Canley. It could be Tim Hill. You know what I'm saying? They find a way to get those outs. but then the Yankees will strike out a bunch of times and not find a way to manufacture runs. Will this year be different? Remington in Manhattan on the Fan next. How you doing, Rem?
I'm doing well, Keith. A couple of things, actually. Regarding Dream, oh, is it Dreamweaver? Now it's become
Nightmare. Like,
Leave It to Weaver. Leave it to Weaver, maybe.
Yeah, Leave It to Weaver. Or, blow the game, yeah.
Right. That's right. And Worthy Williams is what? Worthless Williams? I'd rather see the Worthy Williams. But anyway, the topic of conversation is this ABS. Once it's implemented, can you imagine how many hitters counts Mr. Judge will be in? I mean, I was just looking. I did a little research since I've been on the right hold. Since 2017, Keith, Mr. Judge has had 781 balls called as strikes against him. Did you know? Now, as you know, you were a baseball player. A count of 2-1 is a lot better than the other one.
Of course.
And imagine how many walks. I think his on-base percentage is about 450.
Yeah.
But he'd probably have about 200 walks. And how many more home runs, Keith, would he have?
Who knows? He'd be even better. And I felt like maybe they sent out a memo because I feel like this year he wasn't having so many of those low strike calls where the ball is going past his shoelaces and they don't adjust. I felt like there was a memo set out. But, yeah, that's definitely going to help him. And Judge is the type, he doesn't argue calls. He doesn't argue with umpires at all. He's been ejected one time. But, yeah, he definitely needs it because the automatic balls and strike system adjusts for your height. Like, it would be an advantage for him to be able to challenge.
And the crazy thing, Keith, he has, I think, twice as many calls against him than the next guy.
Sure, and he's still the best, and he's still the MVP.
He shines, man. And, oh, my question to the screener, when I forgive me for not saying it. As far as MVP, in your opinion, I know you're a Judge guy. You're very biased, obviously, as I am. Is he MVP this year in your mind?
Is it on my mind? Yeah, Judge should win the MVP.
No. I think so, too, just based on his OPS and everything else. Cal's great, but, you know, he's no Judge.
He's not Judge. He plays for the Seattle Mariners. He's not Judge. Like, he's come out of nowhere this year, and he deserves respect. And I, like I said, I heard them on MLB Network this morning and this night talking about Cal Raleigh. It's almost like they're trying to build the case. Like, okay, it's one thing for him to be in the conversation, but, like, statistically, he's got Judge in two categories, home runs and RBI. Judge has him pretty much everywhere else. And Judge is doing this for the New York Yankees. I don't know. I think it's Judge. I get it. He's a catcher and it's a grueling position. He's got to call the game. He's got to squat down. He's got to, you know, he hits from both sides. Great season. I think he's on pace to break Ken Griffey Jr.'s single season record out there in Seattle, but I think when we're talking about most valuable player, Judge is a more valuable player.
Oh, absolutely.
Better player.
I think so, too. I think so.
Judge missed a month. Judge missed a month and is still better. Like,
yeah, I believe that, too. And as far as Ohtani, he's absolutely the MVP in the National League.
Yeah, no argument there. No argument. It's Ohtani's winning MVP until he's done. If he continues to do what he does. He won it last year doing the 50-50 without pitching, but if he continues to step on that mound while hitting and being one of the best hitters in the league, there's no second. Like, there's no one to even challenge. I know they tried to push Juan Soto into that conversation.
The greatest player who ever lived is Mr. Ohtani. There's no one. I mean, Babe Ruth, please stop it. It's silly. It's a silly argument.
Yeah, he's a unicorn. I don't like him too much, but I can't disrespect him. He's a unicorn. Kyle Schwarber's having a great year, a prove it year, earn some money for himself year, but it's Ohtani. No one's beating Ohtani because of what his skill set is. There's no one else in the league that does what he does. Like,
he doesn't have a weakness. Where's his weakness? There's no weakness.
He has a gambling addiction. Thanks for the call, Rem. 888-808-1019. I just make that joke. He's probably cured that gambling addiction at this point. Got a little shaky for him. But yeah, looking at the AL MVP favorites. When was this article updated? September 15th, this morning. Yesterday morning. Aaron Judge is minus 1,000. Cal Raleigh is plus 500. Tarek Skubal is 100-1. Bo Bichette is 200-1. It's Judge. And then in the National League, Ohtani is minus 25,000. It's Ohtani. He pitches and he hits. Soto is 30-1, and Soto makes more than him. But, like, we've done that conversation before. Ohtani is a unicorn. He is global. He is something that we never thought we would actually see. And his prowess at the plate mixed with being able to go step on the mound is insane. Like Ohtani's about to have 50 homers, bro. Actually, that reminds me. I did want to check the scores. MLB.com. Let's check the scores. Take a look at the out-of-town scoreboard. Well, would you look at that? The Dodgers lose to the Phillies in 10 innings. Philly 6, Dodgers 5. The Reds get a win against the Cardinals, but the Giants lose to the Diamondbacks 8-1. And now let me go to my handy dandy standings. Yeah. In the National League, looking at that wild card on a night where the New York Mets do not play, all of a sudden, the Arizona Diamondbacks are a game and a half behind the New York Mets. Cincinnati is 2 games behind the New York Mets, and San Francisco is 2 games behind the New York Mets. So the Mets got to get going here. Big week for the Mets. Big week for Mets baseball at Citi Field. 3 million fans in attendance this year in Flushing. Raised the Mets from 18th in baseball to 5 in baseball as far as attendance goes. Good job, Mets fans. You got to believe. Juan Soto said, keep hoping. Keep hope alive. You got to believe. They're going to get it done. Maybe. I think they should. I think they can. If they don't, they're going to get it done. They're gonna, at least they made a decision. Manaea is not going to start anymore. How long do we have to talk about this on WFAN? For like 5 weeks, the last month and a half, about Kodai Senga, optioned him, Sean Manaea. Now Sean Manaea is going to piggyback Clay Holmes. Good. But they got to hit and pitch. And they got to hold off teams. Like, the Padres are a good team. The Padres are going to come in here and they're going to try and sweep. You want to talk about running out of time? As the Met fans are going to have to sweat this one out. You know, the Nationals come into your building, they're trying to play spoiler. The Cubs tonight, I was watching the Cubs live. Pete Crow Armstrong cranked one. You got to go to the north side and see your former Met, Pete Crow Armstrong, the one who got away. And then that last series against the Miami Marlins, like, nothing is promised. They got to take what they want. They got to go out and take these wins. They can't sit back and wait for them to come to them. So, yeah, the Mets are... they're due for a bounce-back week, though, because what'd they lose? They lost 8 in a row, so they lost every damn day for a week. Sunday, no, they lost both Saturdays. Damn! They lost the last 2 to the Reds, all 4 to the Phillies, and the first 2 to the Texas Rangers. So, baseball, and there's like a market correction and balancing itself out, and they're due to sweep the Padres and take 2 out of 3 from the Nationals before they face the Cubs. 888-808-1019. Last call for calls before I get out of here. Keith McPherson on the Fan. I'll be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer. Plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Put WFAN in your contact list. 888-808-1019. Powered by Paramount Plus. Count on Sundays all season long with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
And we're back. Can't waste any time. I don't have any time to waste. Keith McPherson on the Fan. The weekend that was a great weekend. You know, it's funny. The Savannah Bananas came to Yankee Stadium on Saturday and Sunday. And shout out to the Bananas. They absolutely are a wagon, machine of an operation. I've watched them now since I became aware of them in 2020, 2021. Just turn into ultra light beam, a God dream. Shout out to Jesse Cole. Jesse Cole is the guy that you see with the top hat and the full-on yellow suit. You know, he put out a video of an empty Yankee Stadium, and then he did the little trick where he puts his hat over the camera and then he shows it full. And he said from selling two tickets to when we first started to two sold-out nights at Yankee Stadium. Dream. Man, the imagination that that guy had and the dream that he had and the amount of people that joined along with his dream and his vision. The Savannah Bananas are now playing against the firefighters, the party animals, they have one other team. Like, they've made a league. The Texas Tailgaters. They've made this imaginary baseball world where anything goes. They play completely different rules. They score a lot. They start a timer, and the game can never be more than 2 hours. They dance. They sing. And that's something I said. I'm like, you can't just be a baller. You got to have some bop to you. You got to be able to dance and play baseball to get down with these guys. And I loved it, man. I thought it was so much fun to see how many kids and families came out. But then, I mean, all ages and backgrounds, and just like baseball being fun. You know, there were a lot of kids in there. I joked, you know, even the kids I was around, I was like, these kids can't name the players on the Yankees, but they can name these players on the Savannah Bananas because of TikTok, because of YouTube, because of Instagram. Like, if you don't see where we are today in 2025, almost 2026, like anything that you dream or think of can grow legs beyond what you're thinking of with the power of social media and technology. And so they took this team that was playing specifically in Savannah, Georgia, and they grew it through social media and took it on tour where they've played NFL stadiums. They've played now multiple baseball ballparks, Petco Park, Fenway, Camden Yards, and now Yankee Stadium. And everybody that you meet in the organization, they're nice, first class, and they're winners. Their operation at Yankee Stadium was an absolute win. So I was just happy to see the first one ever Saturday night. I was happy to connect with DJ Sharky. And shout to Chris, if you're listening. Chris is from Connecticut, went down there and worked for them. He walked right up to me and he's like, yo, thank you for being on WFAN. I was a big fan of Steve Summers, and now I'm a big fan of yours. And like, you guys are my home away from home, being down there in Georgia and listening on the Odyssey app. And shout out to Sam and everybody that helped me be a part of it. I enjoyed it a lot. And I hope it happens, you know, year after year. So just wanted to interject that into, you know, all of our conversation about the Jets and the Giants. Speaking of the Giants, you know, they had Eli Manning come out as a guest umpire. And I saw the behind the scenes and I saw the timing of it because it was on HBO Max at 3:30 on Sunday. That's another thing, too. Like, not only did they have 49,000 people in there, they streamed it to a million people. Eli Manning was shown watching the Giants game on his phone, telling me, hold on, I'm watching the Giants game. He's like, oh, they scored. They scored again. They scored another touchdown. And I think timing-wise, once the Giants lost in overtime, they brought Eli out. And they just played into it, man. They brought out Joe Torre. They brought out Nick Swisher. They had big-time Rush perform. They had Hamilton perform. Like, I can't tell you the amount of surprises and different things that they have built into the show. But again, the biggest thing is social media. They had so many different sounds from TikTok, songs from TikTok, things from the internet that these kids listen to. Like, at one point, they played the Whopper, Whopper, Junior Whopper. There was no advertisement for Burger King, but they played the song, At BK, Have It Your Way, You Rule, and everybody sang it in there. It was fun. Ross is in Bergen County on the fan. What's up, Ross?
Hey, what's up, Keith? How you doing, man?
Hanging out, man, you know. Monday night. Tuesday morning.
I got you in fantasy this week. I was just checking in on my roster. I got Eckler. I just had to cut ties with him. But,
you're playing against me in week three, or did we just play?
No, I'm about to play you in week three.
Oh, well.
I had an awful week where I had Henry. I'll tell you this, bro. I agree with you on a lot of stuff, but I don't think there's something I agree with you more on the fact that we get so hyped up about football being on the TV, but the second I plant my ass on the couch, bro, it's just misery.
I tried to tell you, man.
From all different directions, bro. My parlays, my fantasy, my stuff. Bro, how about this? I had the Steelers week one, the Cowboys week two, and my Survivor. Somehow I'm still alive. I faded both New York teams in the wrong weeks. I picked the stressful route to being still alive.
But still counts. Still alive.
Hey, I'm still alive somehow. The parlays, bro, like I just did my first parlay in weeks. Bro. And in terms of my pro teams, I mean, for Christ's sake, JJ McCarthy, I'm going around saying why be a King Caleb when you could be a McCarthy God. And now he puts up a whopping 6 points and now he's hurt. We go from Darnold to Carson Wentz. But I mean, you look at the roller coaster going on in this city. It doesn't matter what side you're on. It's a strip tease either way. Yeah. It's just a complete 180. You either have the Jet fans are optimistic.
I should have became an NFL free agent fan sooner. Watching the Dallas game and not being on the roller coaster as a Cowboys fan and not caring, great. You know, I haven't hit any parlays or any bets yet these first 2 weeks. I'm down, but I'm down for life. I've lost so much gambling. I don't think I would have to hit. I don't even want to put the number out there that I have to hit for to get back to even.
I stopped keeping track of the number. I used to have a spreadsheet when I first started up, and it just got to a point.
You're always going to be down and take the little wins when you get them. But I haven't even had a little win yet. I've come up short. Like I said, I parlayed Malik Nabers' 2 touchdown with a Giants win. He got the 2 touchdowns. The Giants didn't win. I even had him and Puka Nacua parlayed as Puka Nacua scored 2 touchdowns. With Malik Nabers, Puka scored 1. Anyway, I try to tell people, hey, we get all hyped up for football. It is misery. Your real-life team is going to lose, your fantasy team is going to lose, and you're going to lose all your bets.
It's like a simulation, bro. It's like, I just feel like I'm watching Red Zone. Every time they flash to a game, like, my heart sinks. I'm like, oh, my God, what am I about to lose now, bro? Mm-hmm. I got my pick-em pool. You can't make it up, bro. And really quick, I know you got other calls. You talk about the Savannah Bananas. I thought they were actually in Queens this weekend, bro. Because you got all these pitchers they call up, bro. Every lead you have doesn't feel safe, bro. And now I got to see. And, you know, bro, everybody's putting their attention to positive Tommy. And rightfully, I think a lot of people don't know that's a gimmick that he's buying into. And you're right. I don't know how he hasn't bought the check mark yet. Bro, some people got to start pointing their attention to Mike Janela. I don't know if he works with the team. I think he's being dead-ass serious. And I see him, like, putting legitimacy into the shoe, the rally shoes, and talking about, like, if the alumni game was getting better. I think he's being legit. If he's not being legit, he fooled me, too. But I think he's being legit, and he's running with it, bro. The rally shoes was the end of it, bro. I mean, I can't even believe that.
This is New York. People are walking around the city and taking the train and then going to the game and taking their shoes off, putting them in the air. Like, what are we doing?
Dude, I can't remember the last time I was so unexcited for a walk-off three-run homer in my life than the one Pete hit the other night. And I don't even think it's, like, relief at this point because it feels like it's delaying the inevitable. I mean,
they did
what,
so much bad, bro. You can't lose eight in a row down the stretch. It's just like they. That's why I said they're decomposing. They're eroding. They're absolutely shriveling up when they're supposed to be playing their best baseball. It's hard to believe that. Like, okay, what's the magic number at right now for them? 11.
Yeah, I think.
And I think it's I was reading it's at 11, and so it's a combination of, you know, their wins and then I guess the closest team behind them. But it's like, do you believe that they're going to win games down the stretch? They've shown you how bad they can be. Even the game that they won, it took them extra innings and a homer to win. I don't know, man.
And they blew a Sprout outing. Exactly. Right. Like, am I supposed to be excited? Bro, one more thing, Brian. I know you got other calls. I appreciate the time. You had that thing Friday night, and I think that's a perfect 360 what the season is. Tom wound up giving like six runs. By the way, I don't know why people are letting him off the hook either. I heard this guy was going to be the second coming of Tim Lincecum. I expected a little more out of him. I expected him to get pissed the first
cried.
Inning. I don't care. He's 20 years old.
No crying in baseball. He cried, so they feel bad for him now.
And then they got the DJ in the background. It's Raining Men.
Oh, hilarious.
And then Keith Hernandez on the oh, God.
Come on,
that's
Mets
all
fans.
It is. And DeGrom.
Make some noise.
That's five-borough race, bro. Thanks for the time, man.
Thanks for the call, Ross. You can't make that stuff up. I was on Friday, and I talked about that. I'm like, DeGrom didn't even get the proper ovation. He didn't even get the proper return reception because the fans were all in shock. Like, well, damn. The game is over. We lost again. Like I said, it's like that Stewie meme. Family Guy where Stewie goes and sees the Mets. The game starts. Game is already out of reach. He throws the hat. That's exactly how it went down. They had to take Jonah Tong out. Jonah Tong's going to get his next start. How's he going to recover from that? I don't know, man. I think because, like I said, because it's baseball, they could be due for just a hot week. You know, I saw Lindor and Swaggy V out at a little fashion week thing with Jordan Clarkson. I don't know, man. I know you got to make appearances and do that. But I feel like and this is just me speaking, if I was a professional athlete on a team that is in a collapse and that has lost eight, I'm not going outside. I'm going to work. I'm going to the game, and then I'm having my driver drive me home. I'm in the crib. I don't even want to hear it. I don't even want to hear, you suck. I don't even want to hear, come on, what's going on? You guys are going, I wouldn't want to hear it. But, hey, God bless them, man. They're able to compartmentalize. I guess they're able to block some of that noise out. They're able to go do those things. I'm like, In New York? You're going out to a runway to a fashion show when your team is free-falling? Nah, I'd be hiding. I hide now. Yankees lost the World Series. I didn't do anything but come to WFAN and go home, and I work at night. Nobody see me but the three people that be here. 888-888-808-1019. Let's go to Tony in Bethel, Connecticut on the Fan next. You're on, Tony.
Jeez, Keith, I didn't think that last guy was ever going to stop talking. Section 39, Bleacher Creature. I was there the first day of the roll call, White Sox day game. All the Bleacher Creatures, Tina and Milton and all those guys, we were out there the first day of the roll call in 1996.
Respect. I've heard the stories. I'm too young to have lived them, but respect to Section 39. It is not what it used to be.
And it's not what it used to be, but it's still fun that they have bleachers. You know, Al Troutwig was there on the post game. He's talking about us, and that blew the whole thing up. But it was the old days with Sheriff Tom and all those guys.
Yeah.
Greatest times of my life, man. Greatest times of my life. But I just wanted to say real quick, it's Eddie Jackman, right? 1987 NHL Hall of Famer. Rest in peace. Obviously, he died. He was the second ever Ranger to have his number retired. Number one was Rod Gilbert. He was the first guy, and then they put Eddie Jackman up. But, Keith, something that you'll find really interesting, you know, the Rangers let him go after a long time with the team, and he was claimed on waivers by the Red Wings. And when he came back to the Garden, the fans chanted, Eddie, Eddie, the whole night. And even when the Rangers scored, the fans booed because that's how much he was loved. Wow. An absolute Ranger legend. Absolute Ranger legend. You know, God bless Eddie Gilbert.
Well, thanks for the call, Tony, but I messed up the name. You just messed up the name. So we got to correct that. Rest in peace, Eddie Jackman, right? I think what you did there was just combine Rod Gilbert and Eddie Jackman. But, you know, both of these guys, like I said, are before my time and in a league and a sport and a team that I did not watch. Maybe if you've been around WFAN and listening for long enough, you know my connection to Rod Gilbert when I chose the Devils as my team and I needed a prop around here to do like a, you know, a National Signing Day skit video. I knew I was picking the Devils. I had the Devils hat ready. I had the jersey ready. And I swear, Craig had a Rangers hat that used to be in here. But the way Craig used to be, like, he might throw the Rangers hat on if they happen to be talking about the Rangers. So I came in the next day to shoot the video, and the Rangers hat that Craig had in here was gone. I'm like, oh, he must have wore it home. So I'm like, what do I do? What do I use? And so I go into Boomer and Geo studio, have no idea who Rod Gilbert is, rest his soul, and God bless his wife, Judy, who I have met at Yankee Stadium and been around a bunch of times, sweetheart, even tried to convince me. She offered me great seats at the Rangers game if I would ditch the Devils. I couldn't do it. I said, nah. She's like, you sure? I'm like, I've never been to a Rangers game. She's like, you go with me, we can go to, but you got to ditch the Devils. You got to become a Rangers fan. This was a couple years ago. I'm like, I can't do that. But I did the skit and I took the jersey down. I did not know. I was so green and naive and innocent. My early days in here, I took the jersey off the wall. I did not know about Boomer's relationship with Rod Gilbert. I did not know who he was. He's Mr. Ranger. He's like the guy. I know now. And I always talk about how, like, I remember being in the gym when Boomer called me. And I'm like, oh. I think I got the text, and the next day I got the call. But I rapped with Boomer for like 20 minutes. You know, he told me that he spoke at his funeral and, you know, how much that meant to him. And I was like, that's crazy because, like, you just don't know. I didn't know, like, going into their studio was like going into their house, like touching their belongings. I just looked at it as like a set. I didn't know that stuff was, like, territorial or sacred. But then when, you know, I felt terrible about it, I apologized. And, you know, we made amends. I remember that morning, though, once Boomer saw the video, I think Izzo added like a crash sound to play up the video of me like, maybe I'll choose the Islanders. No, maybe I'll choose the Rangers. And I threw the jersey out of the frame, but I literally tossed it so that it landed on a seat, not on the ground. No harm, no foul. But in the video, there's like a sound. So Boomer was tight about that. I remember waking up and doing this shift till 2 a.m. I remember waking up the next day after the video was released, and this is before I talked to Boomer 101 on the phone, and I get a call from the number that is WFAN, and it's Al Dukes, and it's like 8:39 in the morning. And so I'm in like a hazy, this was even before my son was born. So like I was actually sleeping. I'm like, hello? And Al Dukes is like, yeah, Keith, you're in trouble. Boomer wants to talk to you. I'm like, what? I just said something about the Devils. And then Boomer asked me about what the hell I was doing. I don't even remember how the call went. I just remember click. I'm like, damn, what'd I do? So now I wake up, throw some water on my face, check my phone, and all Boomer's minions had descended on my Twitter. I'm like, oh, damn, they getting at me. I'd have messed up now. I just got in over here. They about to fire me today. I figured it out, man. I figured it out. Let's go Devils, though. I will say, like, when I went to the Devils game after that, there were a couple Devils fans that were like, way to go. There were a couple Devils fans that were like, good job, buddy. Like, we don't rock with them. Way to make an entrance. Anyway, that's all I got. Big Mac is coming up next. And we'll be back tomorrow. Hopefully the Yankees win, the Mets win. Because we got to talk baseball tomorrow night. We'll be, you know, coming off of football. Like, you know, not really into week three. Week two is officially over. Oh, my rap picks. I didn't play my rap picks, but my rap picks were correct. Pick the Cowboys, pick the Bills, pick the Bucks, pick the Chargers. Keep it locked right here on YouTube as well. C-Max coming up next. Good night.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM. WFAN, New York.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide. Rules and restrictions apply.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.